Hello there. This is the Fountain of Life. Good day to you, and thank you for taking time to hear God's Word. The Bible says that if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we shall be filled. I would like to look at some closing verses in the book of Luke today. We would title this last two things in the book of Luke as the Great Commission and then the Ascension. I'd like to look at the Great Commission today. Verse 44 of Luke chapter 24. And he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. And said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are his witnesses of these things." This was given to the gathering there before Jesus ascended. "These are the words which I speak to you while I was yet with you." And he said, "All things that are written must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses," and Christ fulfilled those words, "and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." He was talking about Jesus, and he fulfilled the law. Then this is the verse I really want to talk to you about, or make you think about. I love to challenge people to go preach the gospel. We all need to be wearing ourselves out telling others about the Lord Jesus and how they can be saved and how their lives can be changed and how their sins can be forgiven, how they can have fellowship with God 24/7. But I just want to pause on verse 45. "Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures." Do you understand if something is locked, it's hard to get in? And something is sealed, it's hard to open it. You know, I think of these packages that you get in stores today. It's amazing how much money they have to spend now to package something to where it's almost impossible to open. How many people must cut themselves and injure themselves horribly trying to get in these plastic containers. There's no way to open it. You have to cut it open with a sharp knife. And finally you get the tool or the object that you bought, and you're glad to finally get it, but it's a fight sometimes to get it. Well, to open things that are difficult is real in life, but there's something that's much more important than be open, and that's our understanding. Jesus rebuked his people many times. He says, "You do err, because you know not the Scriptures, nor the power of God." You know, and there's plenty of folks that have learned a lot of things in the Bible, but they really have not had their understanding open. It's very possible to memorize and to know some things, but still not understand it. And here it says that Jesus has the power to open our understanding. And this ought to be a prayer that you and I pray continually. "Lord, open my understanding. Give me a wise and understanding heart. Help me to know you, to understand you, to comprehend it, to see, you know, these mysteries in the Word of God." But Jesus opened their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. You know, lots of folks work hard to make money and to save up so they can go on a vacation, or they can have the bigger house or the nicer truck or the best horse or the biggest farm, or You know, the list could go on for days of the things that we covet and desire. But, oh, my friend, the greatest thing would be for you and I to understand the heavenly, the holy, the mighty things of God. And so I want you to seek the Lord and to remember this verse that Jesus opened their understanding, and he'll open yours if you ask. God bless your day. Keep seeking the Lord, and you will find him.